B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic. This is the three-pointer with Devon Gibbons on 97.5 The Fanatic, home of 76ers basketball.
And Devon is brought to us, as always, my Friday Night Draft Lines partner, by the wonderful people over at DraftKings Sportsbook. It's America's top-rated sportsbook app.
By the way, been enjoying Devon and Bob getting you ready for Sixers basketball like they did yesterday here on The Fanatic. Devon, your first three-pointer of the day.
I missed game one, Tobias Harris. When Joel Embiid was out of the game and he could not perform the way that we needed, of course, did not return. We saw Tobias Harris put 28 up on the Washington Wizards in game one of the first half, and that's how good he was. And I understand that they were home, and sometimes that can make things a lot easier, but where was that Tobias Harris yesterday when the Sixers needed him? The offense looked bogged down. He did not seem like he had the same lift on his shots, and he also didn't seem like he had the same confidence in himself on the shots that he typically makes. He missed two early layups that I think affected him throughout the game. A great pass from Embiid for a layup that he just flat out missed. Another bunny where Simmons hit him on a cut for a dunk that I like the aggressiveness and not just trying to lay it in, but also physically just going up hard and trying to finish the play. But unfortunately, it carried on throughout the game, and I think all of that affected him. Shooting 5 of 24 or whatever the number was, to 21 points on the night. Just not a good performance from him, and I needed him to step up to be that other guy.
Devon, I got a little grief earlier saying I walked out of that game feeling more, to me, Tobias Harris disappointed me more than Ben Simmons. Is that off base?
Yeah. No, for me, I agree with you. And look, it's nothing that I'm really concerned about. If we're just talking about what we saw last night, analyzing it, I thought that that was another moment for him to take over what he showed throughout the entire first three games and how good he looked. And I thought it was there for him again last night. Nothing really changed as far as the matchup. I understand that some of the offense was now being funneled. A lot more of the offense was being funneled through him when Embiid left the game. But even before that, like I mentioned, John, the missed layups and all, and it just carried on throughout the game. It just spiraled downhill for him after that. Block shots upon block shots.
Oh.
He had a few blocked. And I mean, Ish Smith got him from the back on one.
Yeah.
I love Ish Smith, but he got him on one that just could not happen. And that one really stood out to me yesterday. I think he'll bounce back in Wednesday night's game, but on his face for what we saw on Monday night, not a good showing from Tobias Harris.
Now we got a wide open look for you for your second one. Wide open. Hit it.
A wide open one. Yes, you're absolutely right. I'm going to go with the positive here. And look, you guys have had me on for a couple of weeks now, and I've been bringing this guy up since April and just trying to understand with you all of what was going to happen. And I think what we've seen is Tyrese Maxey is not afraid of the moment. Last night, he just stood out big time for me in the time that he was out there on the floor, starting with that shot clock running down, desperation three-pointer from the left wing right around the hash mark over Russell Westbrook. And then he just kept going on from there. And when they really needed him to turn it up later in the second half, he and Furkan Korkmaz coming in cold, and his defensive plays, his three-pointer that he made, the and one, I thought Tyrese Maxey just stood out to me. And we know at this point that Shake Milton is struggling, surprising many of us. But Tyrese Maxey has taken that one, and he is not letting it go. So for what he has shown me, I'm really excited to see what he can do. And I don't know how much it carries on through the second round, but certainly on Wednesday night, where he's a fan favorite and the building will be packed, I expect another nice performance from Tyrese Maxey on Wednesday night.
So does he take over the Shake Milton role of old, do you think? Now, Devon, is it his to lose?
Yes, I do think it's his to lose, Bob. And the interesting thing to me is he's on the ball a lot. Where I thought he would be off the ball, and when the ball comes to him, then do his work. He's actually running the sets, and Doc Rivers is trusting him to run the offense with the guys out there. So he looks unafraid. Shake Milton looks afraid. He looks shook. He's pressing everything. Even when he gets to the basket, he is the thing that we've seen him make before, those unorthodox type of shots, the left-hand spin off the glass, and he has good touch. None of that stuff is working right now, and that's the opposite of Tyrese Maxey, where he has those great angles. He is able to get the spin on the ball. He's able to get it high off the glass and still get the banker to go in. And he's also making passes to his teammates that lead to positive things and just playing solid defense as well. So, and he was going head to head with Russell Westbrook. He didn't care who was the opposite of him. He just went right at him, and I loved it.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, your final three-pointer of the morning.
Yeah, so my final three-pointer of the morning for this team overall is everyone settle down. It's okay. it's not. Look, Ben Simmons making not even four of eight. I'm not counting the final two.
You're giving him a lot of credit.
I'm going with the 3 for 6 only because we know. Look, that should have been a flagrant foul anyway, but that's a whole other story. But the 3 for 6, it was what was going to happen. And so my question to you all is this. I heard Doc Rivers say what he said last night, and I thought about this towards the end of the regular season since George Hill was in town. It was 2:48 when this started with Scott Brooks on the clock. He split the pair, and he continued to do so. My thing was, George Hill, 48 seconds. He plays solid defense. Why not have him out there for those 48
Amen.
Seconds? And we know it's a penalty in the final two where you cannot foul away from the ball. So while I am taking him off the floor for 48, I would hope that mentally he can understand what I'm doing for these 48 seconds. And then in the final two with his defense, we're going to need that down the stretch as well, where I am fine with him on the floor in the final two. But for the 48 seconds to not have it what it was, I would put George Hill in and not have them fouling the Sixers the way that they did.
Gamesmanship. Scott Brooks outcoached the coach there. He outcoached him.
I understand.
Him. Yeah.
I understand what you're trying to do for your player and give him the confidence that, hey, we believe in you. Well, I believe in you. I'm just going to believe in you in the final two where they cannot foul you purposely while I'm still trying to win a game. And we had a nice momentum. While Washington started to come back, yes, in those final two minutes there, 2:48, the Sixers were also doing their part also. So I thought that was something that I didn't like Doc's answer last night. I know he was frustrated, but I thought he could have handled things a lot better both in the final minutes of the game and also during his press conference as well. So that was my final 3 points.
All right, Devon, we will talk to you again on Thursday morning. But Wednesday night, what happens with you and Bob going on here, Bob?
Yeah. We'll have a beers with Bob Wednesday. We're not really sure of who all will be participating as of yet. Devon will definitely be there.
Is he having beers?
Devon does not drink beers. Oh, how were the ribs, by the way?
Oh, they were fantastic.
Well, backstory.
Thank you. No.
Take care of my man.
That's all good. I appreciate it.
You got it.
You brought in some ribs?
You brought in ribs for Devon?
Ribs for Devon last night, yeah.
You're really trying to steal my man away from me.
Devon's slim. How many ribs? He's eating a lot of ribs. Jamie and I like to eat that stuff.
Take care of you, dude.
Hey, we love you, Devon.
You got the great snacks in the morning from Pat's mom dropping off.
Yes!
That's right.
There you go, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks, put some
dude.
Coffee cakes up for me. Thank you.
Thanks, Devon.
Okay. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.